When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help.
Looks like we have our winner. Above me.
The A on my chest, like a
dope.
The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest, like
a chip. We gave away a couple pairs this morning on Don Lance. Gave away a pair just now. If you want a chance to go to that game, keep listening. Because we're going to be giving away tickets on each show today and tomorrow. So the Cougs are supposed to be good. I want to see what Connor Wegman has. He's a transfer from A&M. Five-star quarterback. He lost the job to Marcel Reed last year. At first to injury, and then he came back, played well, I believe, against Missouri. And eventually they went back to Marcel Reed. So Marcel Reed at A&M will be joined by Mike Elko tomorrow on John and Lance. And now Connor Wegman. We'll see what he has. As he gets a fresh start, the Cougs get a very talented quarterback to go along with how they've revamped that offensive line. And they get it all started against the Lumberjacks here in town on Thursday as we get really full on into the college football season. Okay. Texans have released Jalen Mills. He was a guy who was brought in deeper into camp. Some thought it was in response to the Jimmy Ward news and at least his absence from practice. And, of course, the fact that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson has gotten hurt. We have not heard word on the status of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and maybe that's good news because it is known that Joe Mixon won't be around for at least first four weeks. So maybe Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and his timeline is one where we could see him against the Rams or maybe sooner than that. But as it stands right now, if we just go by guys we kind of know are going to be around for that game, at least they haven't been cut yet. You're looking at Kalen Bullock, MJ Stewart. You want to take a look at Russ Yeast, who's still around, and Jalen Reed, the recent draft pick who's been hurt. It's kind of light right now. Your top two, as it stands now, would be Kalen Bullock and MJ Stewart, and then you're looking at Russ Yeast and Jalen Reed with Jalen Petrie cemented as your nickel. The safety room is not full of guys with either experience or the talent you probably would want. Of course, around the league, you're going to look at the depth chart on defenses and find guys who aren't great. But the Texans are kind of at a lot of spots in that secondary, like one injury away from it being a real problem. They don't have a real number three corner that you would play on the outside that you would like Jalen Smith's another young player at corner. And then you have, like D'Angelo Ross. Don't know that that is inspiring much confidence for the team or for the fans at least. So you would like maybe for a pickup to be made, whether it be through trade or through a waiver claim or someone who kind of shakes free. And Jalen Reed was the player who was hurt. A lot of Jalen's. Jalen Smith has been active But Jalen Reed is the safety who's been hurt. Jalen Smith is the player who is available.
Okay.
There's just a lot of them.
And Jalen Mills has been released.
Released, yes. Jalen, they had a lot of Jalens in the secondary in particular. Jalen Reed, hurt. Jalen Smith, a corner, not hurt.
Not hurt.
Jalen Mills, no longer on the team.
Released.
Jalen Petrie, you're starting nickel.
Nickel, okay.
Yes. Understandably, that's annoying.
It's a lot. You're asking a lot from
Blame Jalen Rose. At least he wants that blame. He's the one who believes that if not for him, none of these guys would be named Jalen. And if you trace it back, there are not a lot of famous Jalens before Jalen Rose.
No. But I will say, Jalen Rose, yeah, hey, listen, Fab Five, awesome. Love it. Yeah, long NBA career, awesome. Been on TV for a while now. Shouldn't there be more like Shaqs?
There are some. Shaq
more Kobe's.
Shaq Barrett, Shaq Leonard. There are plenty. But maybe Jalen. Jalen's a shorter name. Maybe people just don't want to name their kid Shaquille.
There's like seven Jalens on the Texans. Like, that. I don't know.
But Jalen's,
Kobe? There should be another Kobe?
It's Jalen's closer to Jason. It's a name that people are probably more willing to name their children. Shaquille.
Yeah.
That's a lot to put on someone. That's a lot of name to put on someone.
It is a lot of name.
And there's a Kobe Mayno who plays for Man U. I don't know if he got the name Kobe from, of course, Kobe Bryant. There are some Kobes. There's a Kobe Bryant who was a corner for Kansas, but it's spelled to C, I believe. Yeah. So you got some Kobes, but nowhere near as many Jalen.
Kobe Carl.
Yeah, but Jalen Rose came before Kobe. So maybe in 5 to 8 years,
there'll be more Kobe's.
We're going to see more Kobe's playing sports.
Okay. Maybe. I mean, Jalen is just like the most common athlete name, I feel like, now.
Yes. I think the Texans probably have the most. And then they even have an offshoot with Jaden.
Yeah. Yeah. That I think that's the secret genius of Jalen is that
you can spell it multiple ways.
You can throw Y's in there. You can throw I's in there. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a J-A-E-L-E-N?
That's like, Jalen Phillips.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just endless possibilities.
Yeah. Texans have decided to try to find all the possibilities.
These guys are good.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them.
But they did just release one of them. Jalen Mills is off the roster. So I think they should be in for a safety and a corner. I don't like the depth at either of those positions. And, of course, a lot of that will be affected by what Chauncey Gardner-Johnson does or when he comes back. If he can come back and he's ready for week one, you feel a little better. But I think we've talked about it. The top of the line of that defense in that secondary is, of course, great. You're looking for some depth there. They found that depth at the end. They have guys who are accomplished pass rushers behind their top two guys. Defensive tackle, they've made that work with, you would say, probably just a bunch of guys. But they fit what they're looking for. Linebacker, you don't have a top-end talent. You paid the money to Azeez Ashier, and he's been okay. We can debate whether he's played to the level of that contract. That is a spot where they have not really invested a lot as far as day one or day two picks in the draft. We'll see how this year goes with Christian Harris. Was Christian Harris before D'Amico?
I think his rookie year.
Was he a D'Amico Ryans pick?
I think his rookie year was 2022, I think.
Yeah, he was drafted in 2022. Yeah. So the potential miss on Christian Harris. Now, he's been injured. He had the mystery injury at the end of 2023 that kept him out for a lot of 2024. So if they can get him back to the end of his 2023 season form, that certainly helps. But that might be something, if we think about future casting for next year, where they look to make an impact or at least acquire an impact player, whether that be through the draft or a free agent signing. But as the team goes right now, like any team, you're hoping for health. But that secondary is one where you can't really sustain an injury to your top guys, or all of a sudden you go from, well, this could be one of the best defenses in football, to we got a real question mark at a particular spot. So, and of course, injuries happen, so you can probably expect an injury, unfortunately. Can they find a way to supplement the guys behind them to make it not so impactful. But we're really doing champagne problems when it comes to the Texans defense. You know, if you're top rookie from last year and your all pro corner get hurt, how are you going to survive?
Then what?
Yeah. Yeah. So, as I said, kind of champagne problems, but problems do pop up. And Stingley's had the 1 year, really, of being healthy.
Yeah.
So it could happen. You just hope it doesn't. And you hope they find a way to bolster what is a pretty strong unit. I think that secondary thing is going to be something they work on throughout the year. I don't think we're going to have a full year of the same guys on that roster. The churn, I think, will be a thing for the Texans.
Or at the very least, like the trying different, you know, trying Jalen Smith.
Yeah, maybe Jalen Smith emerges as he gets more and more time, or maybe Jalen Reed is someone when he comes back. Even though he was a 6th-round pick, when he comes back and gets healthy, he can
just be
find
on
his
the
way
field.
Into the rotation. Yeah, yeah. They've taken some chances but they've taken the opportunity in the draft to try to bolster the unit. The question will be if they hit on him. And we know Nick Cassero, pretty good.
Yeah, really hasn't drafted like a bad one.
Yeah, so we're really testing him when we're talking about a 6th-round pick. But if it hits on him.
Let's see it, big boy. See it. Come on, Nick. I got the red dot on you.
I didn't even mention it. They got a Kalen as well.
Does Jalen get credit for Kalen's?
He would probably take credit for Kalen.
It feels like he's taking credit for a lot.
I can't fight him on the Jalen thing, man.
I've done the
research, and I've tried to find famous Jalens before him, and you can't do it.
No, you really can't. But I think Kalen's like, okay, that's its own thing.
No, it's not. It's someone who didn't want to name their kid Jalen, but they liked the sound of it, so they put a C on the end, or in the front of it.
Does he get credit for Talen Green?
Yes.
Okay.
The quarterback out of Arkansas, yes. Well, you met a Talen before Jalen? Rose came about,
but I don't know. There's like a very if you vary or whatever differentiate enough. I feel like you created your own name. You built off of that and created your own name.
Yes, you found a way to get away from it, but you did like the sound of it, and you wanted a little piece of it. But you
the Lynn.
Then you changed.
People really like the
Lynn. You changed the letter at the front.
People love a Lynn.
Yeah, it's apparent because there aren't different pronunciations of. Okay, it's close to Jalen, but we're going to say something else. They're all pronounced Jalen.
Yeah.
Give that Fab Five man his credit, Sean. Let's not have any Fab Five erasure. I know you're a Duke guy, but let's not have any Fab Five erasure. Oh, they never won the title because Duke was always in the way. Yeah. Okay, fine.
So, Leitner, rings.
Understood. Don't see a lot of Christians. Well, you got plenty of Christians, too.
Yeah, right? I was going to say.
But not because of Christian Leitner.
I was going to say because Chris Webber. Yeah, I know.
No, I was going to say a particular religion. I was going to give it to Christ, even. Yeah.
Juwan's like, there's a lot of Juwans.
Yeah. No, Ray Jackson.
A lot of Rays.
Not really. Not compared to Jalen's.
Ray Davis.
I'm not saying Ray doesn't exist, but I don't think it's because of Ray Jackson.
And
I'm
Ray
not gonna,
Charles.
Well, that happened before. Ray Charles is before. I can't give Jimmy King any credit for the Jimmys that are rolling around either. Sorry, that name's too common before you existed. Okay, we'll go to a break with that. If you don't want to give Jalen Rose credit and want us to know.
I just think there's a limit to how much credit we should give him.
Where does it stop?
I feel like when it's a different name.
So Kalen and Talen, no credit.
Less credit.
But some credit.
Yeah, just like, okay.
Yes, if you name your kid Marvin, I'm not going to give Jalen Rose any credit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes.
I can't find a way to make that work. How'd you get? Nah, you can't get to Marvin from Jalen.
Arch. Right. Jalen.
Yeah. Well,
Alperin kind of sounds like Jalen if you think about it. Give him credit.
I think he is at least self-aware enough to know that a man from Turkey whose name's
you know when he
different,
translated it actually.
It means losing the Duke in the Final Four. That's what Alperin means in Turkish.
Alperin doesn't know anything about that. Never lost a Duke.
That's true. That's true. Never had the opportunity.
No.
Well, the Warriors are kind of our Duke, and he tasted that in his first playoff appearance. Alperin is going to be playing. I think is he playing in the Euros?
Yeah, Eurobasket.
Yeah. So we'll see what Alperin has for that Turkish national team.
Jalen Şengün.
We had a Jalen right next to Şengün.
Yeah.
There's another one.
There's always another one. Every team in the league has one.
Yeah. And if they don't have one, they're pretty close to acquiring.
They're about to draft one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Somehow, some way, Jalen will make it into your life on your roster. All right, we'll go to break with that. The number is 713-780-3776. We'll touch back on the Astros because they're back in action after the day off. We're still waiting for the official announcement that that Yordan is back. It has been, by some, called Yordan Day. They have not made that official announcement yet. And we'll talk about what happened in St. Louis. If you missed it, they had one of their worst crowds ever. And Contreras had a pretty eventful couple of minutes. I don't know that I've ever seen a guy throw a bat at an umpire and it wound up hitting his coach in the face. I saw it yesterday. We'll talk about that when we get back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Astros, Rockies tonight. The appropriate amount of fear exists because of the Astros' history of not performing against bad teams at home. Hunter Brown makes me feel better. Can the bats get back to the first 3 days of the series against the Orioles? They were pretty quiet on Sunday. Let's see. The hitting fluctuates, unfortunately, and more recently, the pitching has been a bit of a problem. So, can we get them both in sync at the same time? The Rockies stink. Hunter Brown's good. You would think if it was going to happen, it would happen in this series because Fromber's going. Maybe Fromber, as we talked about him earlier, reverts back to his form from earlier in the year. And the Rockies will still be on the other side, and that pitching staff will be. So maybe this is a series where we relax. They have seven against the Rockies and the Angels. The Angels can beat up on the Dodgers and pretty much no one else. So hopefully that remains. Whatever their magic has been over the Dodgers, it's funny. But let's hope it's isolated to the Dodgers and not other good teams they see. And that's kind of been the case because the Angels have not been good. Did you see that Ron Washington hopes to be back after going through pretty extensive
quadruple bypass.
Pretty extensive for Ron Washington, but he hopes, but he's returning to the Angels and hopes, at least he hopes he can manage in 2026. At 70, he's 73 years old right now, maybe 70. I don't know when he turns 74. You know, if I'm the Angels, I'm like, look, I think I'm moving on. What's the purpose of having Ron Washington back if you're the Angels? At 74 years old.
It seems like the travel would be the hardest part. Would be the, like, is the juice worth the squeeze here? As opposed to, like, if he can still be around the organization, I can understand.
Yeah, but should he be under the stress of managing and traveling for that many months out of the year?
It seems, I mean, if he wants to do it.
I guess
I get he has the right to want to do that.
Well, I'm not sure why the Angels want to be involved in this.
Yeah, because it's tough. It's tough getting on all these flights and keep. I mean, I don't know if that is good for you or not to be outside as much as going to have to stand outside in the summer at 74 with a newly operated on heart.
Yeah, he was around the team yesterday and they shut out. They got a shutout win, so we'll see if the doing it for Ron stuff is a thing. They shut out the Rangers yesterday. We'll see if he travels with the team as they head. They head here. They're already here now. I don't know if he'll make an appearance, but the Angels not good. The Rockies not good. We will see how the Astros handle it. You would think, because we were talking about it this morning, winning both series it should be the expectation. You don't need to sweep both. Win both, take 3 out of 4, take 2 out of 3. You go 5-2.
Yeah,
that's an appropriate record for who you're facing.
I think you have to go 5-2. I don't think 4-3 is good enough.
It means either you
lost a series or split one.
Yeah, we're not looking for that.
No, it's a high bar, but you're playing literally the worst team in baseball. So
yeah, and then you'll see the Angels after that, who aren't good. You know, they've played a little better than I thought. Yeah, they're 7 games below .500. And they're not awful on the road. They're just not that good at home. They're a game under .500 at home and 28-34 on the road. So maybe a sweep
and a split,
something like that.
That's like the where just the most okay. Like we can't get mad at this, you know. Like
yeah, you
that,
might be.
That's
upset.
What they're trying to avoid.
You might be upset after the game that you lose, depending on how it goes. But if you come out of the 7 games with that type of record, you'll take it. And we'll see if they can do that. And it gets started tonight with Hunter Brown. And then, Fromber's after that?
It's the big three.
Jason Alexander, Hunter Brown, and Fromber.
Yeah. Not in that order. But
not in that order, but yes. Those three are pitching on consecutive nights.
So, I mean, you do kind of have to sweep them.
Well,
with that starting
while
lineup,
we have become accustomed starters to Jason Alexander pitching well, are we due for a not-so-great performance?
Not against the Rockies.
But are we,
would we allow him
to not be good and not freak out?
Maybe not freak out, but if he goes out there and it's 4 innings, 5 earned runs, no, get out of here. That's the Rockies. I don't know, 6 innings, 3 earned runs might be fine.
While I have come to accept that he's good enough that we don't make the Seinfeld jokes anymore. If I can watch Fromber fall apart, I could allow for one bad outing from Jason Alexander.
But Fromber fell apart against the best team in the American
He's
League.
He's falling apart against some non-best teams in the American League.
Yes, but it's the Rockies, dude.
Didn't they lose a series to the Rockies?
Just can't happen.
Was that the Rockies they lost to a series?
They lost
against
a series to the White Sox.
Oh, the White Sox.
Yeah.
Well, another awful team. So, yeah, it's not like it's any better that they did it against the White Sox. So we know what they're capable of.
I think Hunter Brown had a bad start.
We know what they're capable of sometimes, which is unfortunate. I'm going to give him a pass. I'm not giving Fromber and Hunter Brown a pass.
Okay.
Enough of Fromber and the bad starts. Do you want to make $210 million like Max Fried did? Pick it up. It won't be from us, but if you want to make that money, pick it up.
No, won't be from us.
No,
hell no.
No chance, no matter how well you pitch.
Honestly, you pitching worse
might make you more likely to stay
here. Price range.
Yeah, if you pitch worse, even if it did cost them a chance at a World Series, it may lead you to staying. So they'll get started against the Rockies. Hunter Brown versus a Tanner Gordon. That better go the Astros' way.
Yeah, I give them the edge in starting pitching there.
Then Fromber versus a Chase Dolander.
I know he's the 2-10 guy, so yes.
Yeah, and then Jason Alexander on MLB Network, afternoon start on Thursday. Let's go. Your top three pitchers. Brown, Alexander, then Fromber. Let's go.
Shame on you, Christian Walker and Spencer Arrighetti. Shame on you.
Christian Javier. Leave Walker alone. He's hitting home runs.
Oh, yeah. Christian Javier. I'm sorry. Christian Javier and Spencer Arrighetti. Shame on you that this is what we have to do. We'll keep doing it until you guys pick it up.
Yeah, until you take your spot as the third and fourth best starters in the rotation.
Back-to-back good starts from Christian Javier, you're back to being the third starter. But until then, sorry, buddy.
And to be honest, Alexander's your second best starter.
Yes, but we can't. Come on. We can't actually.
Over the last month.
Yes, yes.
Not overall.
Yes. I think right now, though, he is a better pitcher than the two rehab guys, the three rehab guys.
We have the ability to look and say, okay, they're working their way back. And, of course, Arrighetti had a better performance, much better on Sunday.
I will continually think that Fromber is better than Jason Alexander.
I think that now.
Yes.
But he's not pitching better.
Yes.
Yes. There are going to be days during this football season where, I'm trying to think, Russell Wilson, on that day, is a better quarterback than C.J. Stroud. It is probably going to happen at least once or twice. Do I think C.J. Stroud's a better quarterback than Russell Wilson? Yes. Yes, I do. But on a random Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
There it is. On that Sunday, Russell Wilson is better. So for the last month, Jason Alexander's been better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last, three or four
I
starts.
Would welcome that changing. where not that Jason Alexander's performance dips, but that Frombert rises back to what he was.
Yeah.
And then I can comfortably say that now Jason Alexander's your third best pitcher, which is still a bad thing, but it is what it is. Really, this is just on Frombert to pick it up.
Yeah.
Be what you were.
You know what? I'm putting a red dot on the Colorado Rockies.
I really wish at this point that I left that audio alone. Because now everyone's got a red dot on them. It'll go into Arch's lore.
They're the hunted.
It'll go into the lore of Arch Manning if that red dot quote is just the start of this great run over the next two seasons.
Yeah,
I think he's staying 2 years. If he just lights it up, and people will certainly refer back to that quote as where it started.
Yeah, there's a red dot on Britton Doyle and Hunter Goodman as they come to Daikin Park. What's this?
You want to explain to people who those guys are?
Michael Toglia. These are Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, you're just mentioning random baseball players. You better tell people.
Ryan McMahon. Oh, no, wait. He got traded. I clicked on his name.
He's no longer a Rocky.
And I realized he had a Yankees backdrop. Tyler Freeman. If you keep giving me time, I'll keep clicking on
it. I'm letting you go.
I have to click on each one of these people's names because I don't know their first name.
Understood. A Nick Anderson, although he's a pitcher. A Braxton Fulford.
Oh, yeah. I need to go to the pitching.
A Kyle Karros. Eric Karros' son. There's a red dot on him because Hunter Brown's out there. All right. We got Astros, Rockies tonight. Let's go. Day off. Let's
go.
Let's start the series right. Hunter Brown, go out there. Go seven strong. A stress-free evening. Let the bats get going.
Yeah, let's have a laid-back win.
Yeah.
When's the last time they've had just like a pretty chill ride?
Yordan gets all the Astros accounts all excited because he comes out there and has a good night. Mm-hmm.
The Astros are inevitable. Let's get into Astros are inevitable.
Yeah, when's the last time Ben Verlander tweeted that out? Let's go.
There is a lot of bipolarism with the Astros. Either this team sucks or they're inevitable.
Yeah, for all the things that have happened over the last 2 weeks, they're still, as it feels like they always are, a game and a half ahead of the Mariners. No matter how it fluctuates, we always get back to a point where they're a game and a half, and the Mariners don't get any closer. And let's not have that begin tonight where they're a half game back. We're not looking for that. Let's go, Hunter Brown, and the rest of that lineup, which, as they get healthier and healthier, looks pretty good. Christian Walker's hitting the baseball. Let's see if Jesus Sanchez can continue his run that he started in Baltimore. All of a sudden, you got a very imposing lineup with the addition of with Yordan, which we're still officially waiting for, but the assumption is that he's back tonight with the Rockies in town. All right, we'll go to break with that. We got a couple more seconds to go. If you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776. We will be back.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So we talked about how if you're not watching your team, you may not be watching baseball. That might go for a lot of you. Maybe some of you are still people who tune into baseball no matter what because you just love it. Did you get to see what Wilmer Contreras was on yesterday? He had an issue with an umpire, as we all sometimes do. Whether you're watching the game or you're actually one of the players, call doesn't go your way, you don't like the strike zone, whatever. Maybe you think you're safe, whatever. He had a particular issue at the plate, and it led to him tossing his bat. It didn't connect with the guy he wanted it to connect with. It connected with one of his own. I think it was either his manager or one of the coaches who tried to keep him away from doing something awful to the umpire. So Wilson Contreras was the guy. He threw a bat, hit his own. And also, toss like high chew onto the field, which was the funniest thing. I always just assume it's gum in there.
Yeah.
It turned out to be high chew. He tossed a bucket of high chew on his way out.
That's always the good move, is throwing the thing onto the field. Yeah.
Yeah. And not many people saw it. And turns out the Cardinals had their lowest attendance, at least announced attendance, at that stadium. I didn't know it was called Busch Stadium 3. I know it's I thought maybe they just called it the new Busch, but it's, I guess, the third iteration of Busch Stadium. So they call it Busch Stadium 3. I guess the locals do.
I pulled up the video. I got to the part where the grounds crew are picking up the high chew.
It's funny.
It's just guys in polo shirts quickly trying to pick up as much high chew as possible.
Leave your mark, Contreras.
Yeah.
You got your say. You hit someone in the face with a bat.
By the way, on this, like, just judging off the K zone on this strike that he got mad at, it was a strike. Like, it wasn't.
That's the funniest part about it.
It wasn't a bad call.
Outside of hitting his own guy in the face, all of that reaction on what was actually a strike, I love it. I love it. I do take issue with him forcing other people to clean up his high chew, though. I do take issue with that.
Do you think MLB should pass a rule where if you throw something from the dugout onto the field of play, that the person who threw it should have to get out there and pick it up?
He who smelt it, dealt it?
Yeah, just pick up after yourself, Wilson.
It's the same way I feel about confetti. When they drop confetti after something happens at a sporting event, now you're never going to get the confetti guy who dropped it to clean up. It'll be the stadium ops people who will do it. But I don't like that. I don't like the high chew. There's less to clean up, but he should be brought out there. Clean up your high chew. But there's always someone else who has to do it.
Okay, so he said, I didn't argue any pitch at in my last at bat. The only thing I said was, call those pitches for both sides.
Mm.
So he wasn't saying that's a ball. He was saying that's a strike for me.
It should be a strike
when my guys are
pitching. Okay, he's looking for fairness.
Makes it a little bit better.
Okay, fine.
Makes it a little bit better.
Fine. But if you missed it, check it out. Wilson Contreras is the name. And you'll be able to find him going off. Wait for the bat hitting his own guy in the face. And then wait for him to toss the high chew.
By the way, he is so lucky that
it didn't hit the umpire.
Like, he would be suspended for like 20 games if he threw a bat at an official.
We had the minor leaguer who got 10 for it.
Oh, Victor Robles?
Yeah, Robles got 10.
Yeah.
Call him a minor leaguer. He was at least in the minor leagues at the time.
It was a rehab assignment. Which
I
am stunned that something like this hasn't happened with an Astro rehabbing in Sugar Land or Corpus, that they get tossed from a...
Yeah, we haven't had one of those yet, There's so many of those guys down there. We haven't even had an ejection, right?
Numbers game. You'd think that would have happened.
Forget the use of a bat. I don't think we've had an Astro be ejected from a minor league rehab start.
Not off the top of my head.
I can't remember one.
There might have been one from whatever... 5 years ago,
possibly.
But off the top of my head, I don't remember a rehab assignment guy getting ejected.
Yeah, Robles is back and playing, but he did get a 10-game suspension.
Is he suspended from AAA? Because that'd be funny if he's a major leaguer.
Maybe. Maybe next time
he's suspended from the PCL, but he can actually play in the major
league. Yeah, this happened August 17th, but he was back up with the Mariners and playing.
That might be the case.
It might be the case, so it doesn't matter. But next time he needs a rehab start, he can't play for 10 games until he serves them. I don't know how that will work. But, yeah, he's up and playing unless he appealed it. The punishment won't start until he's reinstated to the Mariners' Major League roster, meaning his long-awaited return from injury list gets more complicated. Well, he's playing now, so maybe he's appealing it. Yeah, he is appealing the suspension.
I was going to say, it seems like a loophole if you
– Have to miss minor leagues.
In the league.
Well, congrats to Robles. I'm sure he's going to win that appeal when you use a bat because you're upset about something. You know what? I know there's an appeals process, but if I'm Major League Baseball, come on.
I should be like, you know what? After seeing it, 15 games. that was crazy.
In fact,
what were we thinking?
Didn't get enough. Now that you give me an opportunity to watch it again, you get 15.
Yeah.
For playing with me. You're wasting my time.
You know what? Here's five more for you.
People can't see me miming, but I'm throwing that out there.
I'm throwing out
five more games for Robles. So we'll see what Contreras gets. He did it on the major league level. He did not hit an umpire. Do you Do you catch a suspension for hitting one of your own?
I think he catches like a game or two.
For failure to leave in a timely manner? So the NBA does. If you don't leave in a timely manner, they'll add a game or something to
and
your...
Like, you did throw a bat. Now, it hit on a coach, but you did throw a bat at
my
someone.
My excuse would be, I was trying to hit the coach.
Okay.
That was my purpose.
Then the Cardinals, one game suspension.
Yeah, you, the team wants to suspend
him. What the hell are you doing?
The team does, fine, but Major League Baseball, you can't, because my purpose...
Throwing Haichu out on the field, that's a game.
Yeah, he's not going to escape a suspension. And maybe more Cardinal fans will be there the next time he's in the lineup. Their lowest crowd. So all that talk about, oh, look how great their fans
best
are.
Best fans in baseball.
Yeah, best fans. We've heard that for years now. Less than 20,000 people showed up. You're now Marlins fans. Congratulations, Cardinal fans. Who am I talking to? They can't hear it. No one's
saying it. Yeah. This is the most, actually, one of the most sympathetic audiences to hear. Eat that, yeah. Cardinals.
I got caught doing what John does. And he starts barking at people who aren't listening.
Guess what? One more thing for you.
Yeah. They're not listening. Trust us. Cardinal fans aren't tuning in to see what people are saying.
When John does that to, like, Dodgers fans or something, it's like...
You Dodger fans, you suck.
It's, like, more likely that someone, like, the landscaping guy in his house hears it.
The outside, yeah. Like, is he talking about the Dodgers? Why is that man yelling?
Me?
Yeah.
Why is he yelling in the guest bedroom?
That guy's like, I'm a Padres fan. What's he yelling at? All right, we'll go to break. We got one more segment to go before we're out of here. Of course, the Killer Bees follow Paul Gallant, who comes on right around noon. But I did want to let you guys know about Houston Restaurant Weeks. That is still going on. Go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com to check out what they're doing to help the Houston Food Bank. So if you're looking for a good meal, of course, we've got great restaurants participating. And those meals help the Houston Food Bank feed people in our community. So a $55 dinner, $5 donation leads to 15 meals for people, $39 dinner, $3 donation leads to 9 meals, so on and so forth. So if you want to help people in the community and get a great meal for yourself, check out the participating restaurants at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. This is going through Labor Day, so just a couple more days ago, we have restaurants that are participating that have teamed up with us for some of our summer circuit stuff, like McCormick and Schmidt's. Of course, Saltgrass at a time was partner with us. So just keep looking. B&B Butchers, a lot of great restaurants on the list. Check them out. Go there. Have a good meal and help out the people in our community. Those meals will be provided by Houston Food Bank. They do a great job serving the people in our community. Houston Food Bank and HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com is where you can find all that. All right, we'll go to break. One more segment to go. We'll be back. But first,
I want to talk to you about Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And we're talking about there's college football right around the corner. You heard all the red dot talk. Maybe you like Arch Manning to throw for more than 236 and a half passing yards. If you think he's throwing 300, you better go more on that one. Or you think Julian Sain is going to have a bad day because he's going to keep getting sacked by Colin Simmons, because Julian Sain also has a red dot on him. And he's going to throw for less than 231. Or, hey, we've been giving away Cougs tickets. Maybe you want to get in on the Cougs, maybe like Connor Wegman. Or, I mean, we have been talking a little bit of Astros this second hour, and it is the Rockies, guys. There has to be an opportunity to make some money on Hunter Brown pitching against the worst team in baseball. So, and right now, there is a Taco Tuesday discount on Hunter Brown's pitching projections. Now, all he has to do is get 4.5 strikeouts against the Rockies to have you on your way to making a little bit of money. Maybe you think Tanner Gordon is going to have a bad day. He doesn't get 16 more than 16.5 outs. You go less on Tanner Gordon's outs because who knows, he might be facing Yordan Alvarez or just in general a pretty good Astros lineup. However you want to make money, there's an opportunity for you to do so. Use that sports knowledge you got and download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 in lineups instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 in lineups instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
The Cougs are in the Big 12. They don't start their Big 12 schedule on Thursday. They start their season on Thursday against Stephen F. Austin. But a Big 12 quarterback revealed what he spent his NIL money on. Texas Tech is big in the NIL game. They have a veteran team this year. They're looking to make a move, possibly make it to the playoff. Certainly won the Big 12. Barron Morton, their starting quarterback, he was part of an article where they asked players what they spent their NIL money on. And if he ain't Texan, I don't know what he is, because this is his answer. He bought 150 acres of land near Cross Plains, Texas, and he plans to lease it out to hunters when he's not there. So he's going to turn it into a hunter's Airbnb for the most part. You want to hunt? You want to put a red dot on a deer? You can do that on my property. It's 30 minutes from his parents' house, he says. It has some fishing tanks on it, little elevation change, so a lot of deer, pigs, varmints, ducks, everything. Varmints. I know the Tech mascot, like the one that felt mascot, that's uniform that they put on, does look like Yosemite Sam. I know it's called something else. But he ain't got to invoke all of it, Yosemite Sam, by saying varmints. I don't know if I've ever heard that outside of Yosemite Sam.
You never heard someone say the word varmints before? What about vermin?
Vermin, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
But varmints is a step up.
That is special. And how old is he that he's saying varmints and meaning it?
What, like 20? 21?
No, I think he's a senior, so he's older than that. Okay. But Barron Morton, varmints? He's 23. I don't know, man. I feel like that's a put on. You know, does he walk around and use that term when he's talking about going out and hunting? I guess shooting varmints,
yeah,
I guess.
What are exactly
varmints is a good question.
Varmints.
A troublesome wild animal. That's what it is.
Oh, so it can just be
anything. It can be anything. A coyote, a badger, depending on what they're doing, what type of damage they're doing to your property. It could be anything.
A rabbit, a duck.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam. Did want to shoot a particular varmint and
a
never got a chance.
Runner. It could be any number of things.
Yeah. So there it is.
Varmint.
One of the star quarterbacks of the Big 12.
He's from a town that's population is 3,700. He's about that varmint life.
Yeah, he definitely is. Definitely is.
Eastland, Texas. I don't know.
And he's going to be the quarterback of a
middle of nowhere.
Pretty good team. We'll see what they got. But if you're wondering, if you're looking out on that field on Saturday and you're watching Texas Tech football, just know.
I'll definitely think of varmints.
The star quarterback uses the word varmint.
Well, because Tech, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was last year. It might have been the year before. There was a varmint on the field at a Tech game. I believe it was a possum was on the field for a Texas Tech TCU game.
It was a possum in 2023.
2023, okay.
Yeah. Texas Tech TCU. There was, and that would be classified as
a varmint.
That's
100% a varmint. That's like almost archetypal varmint.
Yeah, when you think of an animal that's a nuisance that you want nowhere near your property,
yeah.
A possum fits the profile. All right, Barron Morton.
I like it.
Understand it.
You know what? I'm kind of in on Texas Tech more after Barron Morton's verbiage and how he decided to use his life-changing money.
I'm sold more by all the money their boosters have spent on the roster, but I get your point.
Yeah, no, I think I just feel better about Barron Morton. Like, I feel better about the starting quarterback for Texas Tech that he's doing this.
Yeah, I get it.
Varmints. Varmints.
As long as he doesn't refer to an opponent as one, I think we'll all be fine.
Could you imagine? Now we go to Lubbock where there's a scuffle between Baylor and Texas Tech. After the game, Dave Aranda said his players were incensed after he called
Barron Morton called a quarterback a varmint. I think he should be mic'd up at all times now when he's talking about a Austin line. Keep those varmints off me.
like doing the Drew Brees pump up
yeah.
in the huddle.
Yeah. I need that. Now I'm going to be locked in. I don't know who they're playing this week. If I wasn't excited about them already, I certainly am now. Let's see. Who will be the first varmints in Texas Tech's way? Arkansas Pine Bluff. Definitely some varmints.
That's varmint country as
definitely
well.
Definitely some varmints. Yeah, we'll see what Texas Tech has for Arkansas Pine Bluff. The Golden Lions. Not a varminty name.
No, Lions
but,
aren't varmint.
But the area itself.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, we're done for the day. Hopefully no varmints are on your property. And if they are, put that red dot on them and take them out. Sean, since we're done for the day, what does that mean?
For me, I just feel like they're really evil.
Thank you,
Baron Morton. Talk about the varmints.
Thank you, Timothy Weah. We are done. Paul Gallant's up next.
Is Lexi Lawless a varmint?
He might be. Certainly Taylor Twelman. We're done for the day. Paul Gallant's up next, followed by the Killer Bees. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.